A badge of honor. Police officers and first responders wear badges to let their communities know they are here to protect and serve. But that's not how it feels today. And the stress of the job is taking its toll, taking lives through suicide and post-traumatic stress injury. A Badge of Honor podcast features the cast of the same name, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno. Sam, John, and the team offer the first responders workshops through their critical incident stress management teams and mental health liaisons to offer state-certified TCOL credit programs that save lives. It's time to smash through the stigma. It's time to heal from your injury, and it's time to back our blue. Welcome to a Badge of Honor podcast. Here are your hosts, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno.
Hey, welcome to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We are powered by the OBBM Network and all over your social media to keep you mentally healthy and to keep you on a straight road and offer so many resources for you to make sure that you can get through these crazy days a little at a time. Welcome, Sam. How are you?
Hey, John, doing great today. It is, we have not broken through the heat barrier.
No.
And it is, to say downright oppressive is an understatement. My guy started his two-a-days. It's officially the launch of football here in
two-a-days. I thought they stopped those.
Huh?
I thought they stopped the two-a-days.
Well, when you're playing, suiting up for varsity as well, you go to both. I don't know. All I know are these kids are pretty resilient, playing out in this heat. And, you know, it is kind of surreal, today moment. We're going to start this show off as we always do, talking about mental health and how important it is to reach out for help. And we understand, because John and I have been there, we understand that it is the scariest thing to do. And we just want our hearts and prayers. Everything goes out to, not going to say her last name, Nicole. We miss you. We cannot believe that we're starting the show dedicating tonight in your memory, but we lost an amazing soul. She battled for as long as she could hold out. And for some people that know what I'm talking about from the documentary PTSD 911, you know, it happens, and we've got to do those buddy checks. We've got to check in with each other. When somebody says they're fine, we've got to ask the follow-up questions, especially if they're using that word. And we really have to just wrap each other in this virtual giant hug. And just don't take somebody's word for it necessarily. Really take the time to listen. If you can be face-to-face, to really, really hear what's going on. And so to Nicole's family, you will be missed. You have changed so many people's lives. And I wish that you could have, you know, felt that tidal wave of love back in a way where we could have kept you with us.
You know, Sam, and we say it all the time, we wear the shirts every week. You are not alone. And even if you feel like you are segregated from an entire society, please believe us when we say you are truly not alone. There are so many different resources. It doesn't have to be therapy. It doesn't have to be couch therapy. It could be walking, hiking, canoeing, equine, puppy therapy. Go get licked by puppies at the local camp, you know, anywhere. You know, we bring up Checkmate, you know, in that famous painting, you know, you're never out. It's never Checkmate. You know, always know there's one other solution. There's one other answer out there. Just keep searching for it. I can't stress that enough. The battle's real. We get it. The rabbit hole is dark, but you know what? All you got to do is just climb a little harder, and you're going to see that light because it's right around the corner. It's right there for you. So we're praying for anybody who is battling, and just know that we are here.
Absolutely. And, you know, our guest tonight, she and her husband, it's military family, no stranger to battling, I'm sure. We'll hear more about Melissa and her husband Lonnie's story here in a minute. But we're, you know, John, you mentioned getting your healing wherever you can, and you mentioned, you know, doggy love. And if you looked at the I'll call it preview for the show that aired live on Facebook earlier today, you guys kind of got a snippet and a clue into what we're talking about, because it truly is a feel-good, heartwarming story. And if not for the family pet, you know, we may have another warrior lost in the battle. So without further ado, we're going to bring Melissa Allen on. She is the owner of Active Life, right?
Active Life Company, yes.
Active Life Company, and right there is Cover Up, and it's KOVRUP.com on the screen for everybody listening on their favorite podcast app. Welcome, Melissa, to a Badge of Honor podcast.
Thank you very much, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Melissa.
Yeah, let's dive right in. Please tell everybody.
Dive right into the puppies.
Everybody okay. Watching and listening about your background, about Lonnie's background, and you know how you got to where you are today with what you're doing is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, we're Active Life Company, and we're veteran owned and operated. We're just a small family business, and we make Cover military grade sunscreen. And this all came about after our pup Bodie discovered skin cancer on my husband Lonnie's head. And a lot of people say, oh, well, like, you know, we knew that dogs can smell for cancer now. And I said, yeah, but he wasn't trained for that or anything. We just got lucky. So my husband just getting a little bit bald up top. And our dog was really obsessed about licking his head. And it wasn't the norm, you know. So he just kept being really persistent and made us look closer at it. It appeared to be like a ingrown hair is what I thought it was. But even the next day, he continued. So it just made us really take a closer look, and a trip to the dermatologist would end up being basal cell carcinoma.
Wow.
Yeah, but he's doing great. They were able to remove it.
So that was something that you would probably have never found without the puppy's licking.
Exactly, correct. Yeah, it must have smelled different to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know where your lifesaver is going to come from, right?
That's right.
Exactly. And
there's so many stories, like you said, about dogs being able to smell the cancer, but usually they are trained. And, you know, right. I have found, and John, you as well, all of our interactions throughout the years with the dogs. I have a trained therapy dog, but even my dog before, he was not. And I remember doing interviews. It was right around 9/11, and the position that he took, he could sense my stress. Same thing with Lucy. Yeah. And they planted themselves right next to me. You know, Da Vinci put his head on my lap. And when we took a break from recording, the guy who was interviewing me, he asked, he's like, oh, is he a trained service dog? I'm like, no. They have an innate ability to sense when things are off with you. Whether it be the pheromones and the scents that we you know, emit that's in our clothes. And, but I think it's, exactly. I think it's incredible. And, so, you know, if you've got dogs, or I don't know if other animals are able to do this, and they're really honed in on something, right. I'd say it's worth paying attention to.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
Without a doubt.
Now, yeah, Melissa, your background is actually in fitness. Do I have that right?
Yeah, health and fitness. I'm a human biologist. I run a small medical fitness studio here in town.
Yeah, you look like you work out very fit. You've been fit your whole life. If you guys go on the website, you can read about Melissa.
That's why I keep my belly hidden.
It's below the screen. About your active lifestyle and how you guys came to be in the location that you are. We've got to take our first break. We're going to come right back and learn even more about you. You guys are listening to a Badge of Honor podcast on the OBBM Network. We will be right back.
Move freely, America, without medical restrictions or penalty. Without medical freedom legislation in place, our rights and freedoms are one vote away from being dissolved. Move freely, America, with one voice, without fear of retribution, achieving a common goal, medical freedom. We the people make our voices heard by connecting with state legislators and engaging a constitutionally compliant medical bill of rights for all citizens. Individually, change is improbable, but as an aggregate, attainable. It's time to act with one voice. My voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
To protect our freedom, creating one voice that cannot be ignored. This requires your voice, too. Move Freely America. Go to movefreelyamerica.org to find a chapter near you. Plug in, donate, and help our legislators defend our God-given rights under the Constitution. Move Freely America. My voice.
And my voice.
And together with your voice, we're one voice that cannot be ignored. Donate today. MoveFreelyAmerica.org.
Hey, welcome back to an OBBM. Welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam and Melissa with CoverUp.com. For those who are just joining in, man, a miraculous story of how puppies really can save your life in so many different ways. And Melissa, you were telling us how your puppy was licking your husband's head, right?
Yeah, licking the top of his head just obsessively.
And he didn't have any like peanut butter up there, or you know how guys
puppy, right? Yeah, so, no peanut butter.
But it actually saved his life because you investigated a little further and you found out something was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basal cell carcinoma was what was wrong. And they were able to successfully remove that, and he's doing fine. My husband was never one to want to wear sunscreen, and he's very fair complected as well. And we do a lot of outdoor things that just, you know, he just didn't like the feeling of it, I guess. And I really didn't like the feeling of sunscreen. Like, so we say cover is for active people, it's for people that sweat. Because my big complaint was that it always felt like your skin couldn't breathe with a lot of the sunscreen. So anyway, we realized we needed to make some changes, and shortly after that, that's when I got the idea to start Sunscreen Company. We were also going through a lot of changes and things in our lives at that time, and I thought we just needed something to be excited about. You know, we're blessed to get a second chance after Bodhi found skin cancer, and one thing led to another, and then the following year, probably about 4 months after the initial idea, we launched the company.
Wow, that's fast. You know, when you're on the website and you're reading about how active both you and Lonnie are, we always take for granted the sunscreen thing. And I think you're right. It's because it feels like your skin can't breathe, or I couldn't stand if it was on and like if I was at the beach or something and then the sand would get stuck to the sunscreen, and then you can't get it off.
Yeah.
It was like, oh God, this is awful.
I'm lazy. I leave finger marks. So look,
John fell asleep. You know, he's got the hand. No, but you know, thinking about, and now that John and I have lived in Texas for as long as we have now, and this summer being what it is, and what you guys do and the way that you advertise because of what Lonnie does to first responders, our military community, our veteran community, we got to think about this, because if you're a first responder and you're in the community, you need sunscreen. If you're a special operator, you're going through training, you're overseas, I would definitely say you need sunscreen. So it's these little things that we never think about, that we kind of take for granted. It's like, whatever. And then you have what happened with Lonnie. And there's more and more incidences of skin cancer, and you hear about it. And the unfortunate thing is you hear about stories where it's too late, right? Or it's in a place where it's very disfiguring. Yes. So it doesn't matter. Like, they try to do the best facial, you know, reconstruction or, you know, the surgery. I forgot what the technical term is called, but.
Melissa, is your husband naturally bald, or did he lose his hair, or did he shave his head?
Well, he usually does shave his head, but he's getting bald right back here. Just that little spot up top.
More and more, and this is what a lot of guys do forget, is more and more, like, the bald look is really in, right? A lot of guys really aren't going with the long hair anymore. So, especially in the military and first responder world, because it's just so much more comfortable. So a lot of guys are either bicking their head, shaving their head really close, but they forget, because they put sunscreen all over their other bodies, but they forget about the top of their head because it's not something that we're used to doing.
Exactly. Right?
So that's a big thing that you have to watch out for as a man, or even as a woman, if you decide to shave your head. Your head is very sensitive, and it's the sun's going to be beating down on it unless you're wearing a hat. It could affect you tremendously.
Did you just say women that shave their head?
I think that's a pretty cool look.
I could have sworn you put two sentences that weren't supposed to go together.
Why? Women can't shave their heads?
They can. They can, but I'm saying, my hairdresser, not I have a hat on. She said, you have fine hair, Sam, but you have a lot of hair. So even as a kid, I remember my head getting sunburned.
Yeah. I mean, you can't take sunscreen and put it through your hair, can you?
No. But with Cover, this is a different formulation. So let's talk about, let's get into the actual way that you guys decided to formulate this, because having an active lifestyle outdoors changes the entire game as it relates to sunscreen.
Yeah. Well, one thing I suppose we should start by talking talking about the SPF factor. A lot of people are confused about that. So a lot of people assume that SPF 60 would be twice as much protection as 30, but actually SPF 30 blocks 97% of harmful rays. And for us, like, being active people and that being our market, we don't want to go any heavier than we have to go, right? Yeah. So SPF 30 is perfect for us. Like I said, it allows your skin to breathe. And then from there, we wanted a sunscreen that's going to be really healthy and good for the environment. So then you have two types of sunscreen. So you either have chemical sunscreen or there's physical sunscreen. Then the physical sunscreen is a natural sunscreen. So that's only two types of sunscreen that are out there. The chemical ones have a ton of chemicals that are damaging. Like, you hear a lot about coral reefs, right? Killing coral reefs. They can also change your hormone levels. Lots of studies about that. So ours is physical sunscreen, natural sunscreen, and a coral reef safe, ocean friendly, all of that stuff. And still broad spectrum.
So wait, you said that the chemical-based sunscreens can actually change your hormones?
Yeah, there's studies that have shown about hormone levels changing from people using chemical sunscreen. And I don't know the details about it, like how the study was conducted, how long a period of time, but yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, well, it's absorption into your skin. It's changing things in your body. It's absorbing into your skin. So that could probably change a lot of other things that we're not familiar with.
Yeah, endocrine levels. I know there's some talk about that. Yeah.
Melissa, let me ask some, and I don't know much about sunscreen, but, you know, I know with my grandkids, you know, they'll go in the pool, we'll lube them up, and then all of a sudden, you know, after a couple hours, we're like, we'll lube you up again. Is there a breakdown factor in sunscreen?
Well,
when do you reapply it? When should you reapply it?
Yeah, technically, you know, to be safe, you should reapply it every 2 hours, and maybe even more frequently if you're in water. It just depends on what you're doing. Now, ours is water resistant. Not all sunscreens are, so that's another thing to think about, you know, when you're choosing a sunscreen. But yeah.
So basically every 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, for SPF 30. For SPF 30.
Some people go, I'll put it on, I'm good for the day. That's not.
No,
that,
yeah.
That's not the fact.
Right. And then think about this. How much are you sweating? So if you're sweating a lot, that's going to play a big role too, versus if you're someplace being sedentary, right? But if you're an athlete, if you're outside, you're probably going to be sweating.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. We are getting an education on sunscreen, and we're going to come back and talk even more, because I want to get into that, back to that natural chemical and the way that you guys formulate your sunscreen. So we got to take our next quick break. We'll be right back.
Interested in starting a podcast or TV show? Worried about what you'll say and how to keep it engaging? Think you'd like to be a guest on podcast, radio, or TV shows? Hi, I'm Susan Hamilton, owner and founder of OBBM Network, and I would like to invite you to an OBBM media training to get the tools you need for a relaxed and polished performance you'll be proud to share. Our specialized training techniques include role play, voice training, and everything you need to deliver a confident, clear, and engaging interaction. Go to offbeatbusiness.com. Go to the calendar and register for a training that's convenient for you. Dates available now, 214-714-0495.
Hey, welcome back to Badge Amount of Podcast with John and Sam with our lovely guest, Melissa from CoverUp.com, a veteran-owned first responder-based company that really cares not only about your mental health, but also cares about your physical health. And what we're getting here is an education on, and especially in Texas and all the high summer months, it's very important to cover up your skin. You know, we here in Texas, we're looking at probably what, about 6 months of really heavy sun that you can really get some, maybe more, Sam, right? At sometimes.
I guess it all depends what mom nature, but I think at least like this last 30 days has been, the UV index is like 10.
And not many people pay attention to that, but it's so important and you need a good sunscreen. You can't just go to the dollar store and just pick up any type of sunscreen. You have to do your due diligence. You have to research it. That's going to be good for your skin chemically, that it doesn't harm you. And yours is natural, right? Mm-hmm. And you want a good SPF factor, depending on where you're going. If you're out in the sun a lot, you want to have that protection factor. So thank you so much for educating us on this, because it's stuff I never knew about.
Yeah, and that brings up another factor. A lot of people associate wearing sunscreen only with heat. So they forget about the winter months. And a lot of times the winter, the reflection from the UV rays coming off the sun, coming off the snow, is very powerful. You know, so it's not like a heat-related thing. Really, we need sunscreen all year long.
Didn't know that. Yeah. Didn't know that, because you could still get the UV rays throughout the winter months. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we're wearing more clothing, of course, like if we're going snowboarding or skiing, but still, usually your face is going to be exposed, you know, especially if it's a sunny day out and you're still, you know, headed down the mountain. I mean, those rays can be really powerful. Sometimes even your neck, right?
It's something to pay attention to, and that's something a lot of folks do not pay attention to when they're listening to the morning weather, the UV index. They don't look at that. Yeah. So what is a bad UV index? Let's educate our people, and what would be a high or what is normal? I personally don't know. I'm a man. You know, I don't know. I just go outside.
I am not an expert on the UV index. I don't want to quote something incorrectly with that. Certainly, we have to be more aware of this, like in the Sun Belt. But we're from the Midwest, and now we're out here in San Diego, right? But I remember getting very high UV index counts in Iowa, you know, and we also have the humidity factor there. It's a lot different, I don't want to misquote something when it comes to UV index.
I agree, but it's something we should pay attention to.
Yes.
You know, if our weather person's saying that the UV index is high, be it winter or summer, you know what? It's not uncommon to throw a little sunscreen on in the winter months as well. It's natural to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys snowboard or ski, but there's been times where it was warm enough that, you know, we didn't even have a coat on. Yeah, like we have, and San Diego's interesting. So now that we're out here, we have access to deserts, mountains, and oceans, and you can actually be to all three in one day. It's pretty interesting. So
my couchboard.
What's that?
A couchboard,
yeah. So yeah, it's interesting. But there's been times where we're going and it was so warm that we just had t-shirts on. You know, people don't think about that either. I mean, going down the mountain where we just had t-shirts on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I might be having some technical difficulties. I don't know if you can hear me effectively.
Can you hear you? But you're freezing
a little. Okay, great. So I want to go back to Melissa. Your background lends itself to obviously research, looking into things rather than, hey, let's do this the least.
Oh, we're losing her.
I think she was saying, how cheaply can we produce this thing and get it out there? With your background and the fact that you have a dog, dogs, mm-hmm. you know, lick.
yes.
I would say probably any animal can lick the skin if you have the sunscreen on. So you have this natural, what you call natural mm-hmm. sunscreen. What let's go down the no list. Like, what does it not contain that, you know, are those buzzwords or those ingredients that people need to look out for? Like, I think parabens might be on those.
Yeah. Octinoxate is another one. What's the other one called? Oxalate, I think. There's actually like six chemicals that you want to stay away from if you can. You know, so that's a differentiating factor right there. So when I say natural, that the real term would be physical, okay? Natural is probably overused. Natural is probably more of a marketing term, but the technical term would be physical or mineral sunscreen. And it is just that. So it has to contain minerals. It'll usually be one of two, if not both. And that'll be titanium dioxide. Excuse me.
Coffee break.
One second. Yeah.
No worries.
Sorry. Titanium dioxide, zinc oxide. Sorry. But it'll have one of those two or both. Ours has both.
Ah, okay. So those are the things that you don't want.
No, I'm sorry. Those last two are the things that you do want. The other things, so you want zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. You want those two. Those are both natural minerals that are found in the earth. The octinoxate and the other chemicals are what you don't want.
Got it. Okay.
I wish I had the example to show you guys.
So let's could just jump to the name because we've got it up there on the website. So if you guys are listening on your favorite podcast app, it's Cover Up, but it's KOVR, mm-hmm. the word up, up.com. You can go on the website and look at it more closely there. The name.
Yeah.
Just a play on words.
Oh, how do we call up the name? Originally, I was going to spell it with an E. And yeah, a very sharp business owner had suggested to me, like, hey, did you ever think about taking the E out? And I thought, oh, that's even better. I think as far as marketing and people remembering things, I think the shorter the better. So it was originally going to be, K-O-V-E-R, but K-O-V-R made more sense.
Well, it also has a I'll say like a military kind of
it does
theme to it. Yeah. Just seeing the word like, you know, I've got your six or let's cover you.
Yes.
That kind of thing. I'm going to cover you. Going around.
Yeah, got you covered.
Yeah, got you covered. The whole thing. So with Lonnie and his military background, were you guys first just marketing purely in the military and then you expanded to first responders or was it, how did that go?
No. So Lonnie, he was in the Navy and that's what brought us out here. And he now is a helicopter mechanic and he started in that industry in 2019. So he was active for 14 years originally and he's been out, I forget what year he actually got out, but now he's back working with the veterans. But no, we did not start that way. We are around a lot of veterans. A lot of our friends are veterans. A lot of the people that we associate with are veterans. That's how we actually got started with that. And I used to be an EMT a long time ago, emergency medical technician. We wanted to market in that direction. Because those are the people that are always out on the front lines. So right now he's around a lot of other mechanics, and he's working outside in the beating sun at Naval Station Coronado. I don't know if you guys know where that is here in San Diego.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. So he's out there.
That is very cool. And that is very sunny, unless he's working yes. inside a hangar.
No.
At all. But yeah. Yeah. If you're in sunny San Diego and it's 75 and, you know, the norm, I'll call it, of San Diego beautiful weather, yeah, sunscreen is definitely a must. Hey, we are learning all about sunscreen, stuff that we did not know that's very important that we need to know. So, because when you're buying a product and you're putting it on your skin, John, like you said, it's getting absorbed. So you want to make sure that you are putting safe products on your skin. And that's where Melissa and her husband come in with Cover sunscreen. We will be right back after these messages to discuss more.
All right.
Hi, welcome to Heroes in Action. I'm Ray Amanat, founder and creator of this training system. I originally made it so that everyone can train for free. We have programs for kids, for women, families, and businesses. I'm an author, speaker, and educator on everything that has to do with violence and bullying prevention education. If you'd like more information about who we are and what our programs are, please go to our website at heroesinaction.us or give me a call if you have any questions at 727-314-2534. We hope to see you here to train.
Hey, welcome back to A Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We are currently speaking with Melissa with coverup.com sunscreen. And, you know, and I'll tell you, as a man, a lot of women will read labels. A lot of women, you know, they care about what they're putting on their body. But us men, we don't care. We just grab whatever's on the shelf. We never really look on what we are applying to our bodies. And we have to remember that specifically because all this stuff is being absorbed into our skin. We do not want harmful chemicals to enter our bodies and change our hormones or change whatever is going on in there. Or something that could be lifelong and later on down the road hurt us. So as Melissa's husband found out, you know, from not applying the proper sunscreen. So what you're bringing to the table, Melissa, you and your husband, is life changing and saving, you know, so, and it's medically, it's healthy for you.
Yeah.
So all our first responders and our veterans should definitely take note to coverup.com. And look at stuff, because you guys are out there. You guys are out in the field. You guys are the ones that really need this. And sad to say, you guys are the ones that never use it. You never do it unless someone tells you to do it. If it wasn't for women, we would be just lumped on. We'd be melted because you guys tell us what to do. Put on sunscreen. Put this on. Put that on. Read the directions. Read this. You know. So as a man, I'm telling you, I am that way. And if my wife doesn't tell me to do something, I probably wouldn't do it. And it's only battery acid, hon. Don't worry, it'll run. That's why I'm glad you brought this to life, because, you know, with a story behind it, a life-saving story behind it, it shows others that, wow, and that could happen to me. And I don't have a great puppy to lick my head.
And previously, Sam, you had mentioned about the veteran community and first responder community. Here in San Diego, like, we have one of the largest communities because of all the bases that we have here. So, and then also in the health and fitness business, I get a lot of police officers, because it only makes sense to be in good shape, right? To be able to fight all the bad people out there. And then in addition to that, I've always been involved with martial arts. So I've been training in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for years now. Here at a local place here in San Diego, and we get a ton of first responders in those courses, again, because it only makes sense, you know, for them to be able to defend themselves out on the streets, right? So therefore, we have a lot of these people in our lives. A lot of our good friends are ex-Navy, because it just brings so many people to San Diego just being in the Navy, you know, almost everybody we hang out and see every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think everybody, you got to go to their website. You got to read about Brody and the entire story of how this came about, because it does make you take pause. And it does make you take pause and think, like, all of the times that either you got sunburned or that, you know, somebody said, oh, you should be wearing sunscreen. And then, not to date any of us, but in the past, you know, there was always talk about SPF. Of course, mm-hmm. nobody really understood. And Melissa, like you just said, you busted through the myth, like the higher SPF does not mean better, but yeah. it does come down to ingredients, and we owe it to ourselves to really be smart and to understand what those ingredients are that are going onto our skin and into our bodies. Hugely important. And when people land on your website, again, for those of mm-hmm. you listening, it's Cover Up, and Cover spelled K-O-V-R, so coverup.com. Mm-hmm. You also give back. So you've got a really cool campaign that goes along with your products. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, giving back is a big part of who we are, and we want to be able to always be able to provide, you know, nonprofit organizations that is in alignment with our belief systems, aid to help them, you know. So right now we're donating 5% to Saddles and Service, which is a local organization here, a veteran organization, and the other one is Campfire. And Campfire works more on getting people outdoors. We're conservationists at heart, you know, so that's a big part of what we like to do and how we like to spend our time. Campfire is really focused on conservation.
That's fantastic. And you specifically have on the product, the packaging, about conservation and being safe for the environment and not tested on animals.
Correct.
All the ladies listening to the podcast and all the dog loving guys, not tested on
men. On men.
Yes.
Men approved.
Yeah.
on men.
That's also a huge thing. So it's really cool how you're giving back, but if I go on and I'm like, I see pink and I see mm-hmm. green. How does that work?
That is the difference. So we give to the one organization when you buy green. So we give the Saddles and Service when you purchase the green. It's actually the same great sunscreen in both. It's just that we're giving to two different organizations based on the purchase.
That's great.
Purchase the pink, it goes to Campfire.
Gives the customer a choice on what he wants to donate to, too.
Exactly.
You just get the family pack.
Get the family pack.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And then you cover it both. That is uh-huh. that is super clever. Super, super clever.
Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
So is there any, does Brody get any say in any of your future, like giving, like, hey, I like this shelter.
He said he would like some extra biscuits, but I don't know if he's going to be making a determination about who we're going to give. Did you guys want to see him?
Absolutely. Okay. Let's bring on this life-saving pup.
He
deserves some of the, if he'll come on camera, he deserves some of the limelight here. And you can also see Brody's cute mug on the website. Oh, there he is.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Wait, see if
we can get him out of the virtual background. Hey, buddy. But yeah, you've got a great picture of him on the website.
Yeah.
He's like, Mama, what are you doing? Yeah. Again, for those of you who are just joining us, we're talking to Melissa
I'm
Allen.
Right there. Hold on.
She's a co-owner of a company called Cover Up.
Try to put Khaleesi up and show you.
Okay.
We're all going to show our dogs. Frodo, you want
to be sleeping? He ran out. He's like, I'm kind of shy. I don't want any of this.
We're talking about Melissa Allen. She's the co-founder of Cover Up. An incredible sunscreen. You guys, you want the best products inside your sunscreen. You want it not to be tested on animals. You want it to be safe for your environment. You want to check out coverup.com, and it's K-O-V-R, up, the word up, up.com. Go there. You can, by placing your order, whether you want to go the green route, the pink route, or just blend them together, you are also supporting the charities that Melissa and her husband have are supporting in their local areas. We've got to take our last quick break. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
I'll try to get Khaleesi in.
Okay.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Chris Buckley, the Health Engineer, right here on the Off Beat.
Hi, I'm Larry Corcampo.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Off Beat. Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big IP Small Business, where we will be talking to Terry Arjala.
Hey, welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam, with our friend Melissa over in San Diego, providing us with the safest sunscreen there is for our veterans and our military, for our military and first responders. What a backstory you have behind this and the development of this. And there's so many reasons why you have to go to coverup.com, because we're learning, we're educating ourselves on what we're putting in our bodies. And when we talk about the absorption factor of certain chemicals that go into our skin, think about something that we're eating. We don't want to put everything that we put on or in our body is going to have a direct effect on us, either short or long term. So we want to make sure we can stay healthy with that. And Melissa, you provided us with a healthy sunscreen that will not have any long term effects, not any short term effects, and has an SPF factor that will protect you no matter what your activities are outside.
Yep. And one of the easiest ways to differentiate between the two types of sunscreen is just to look at the active ingredients section, which will always be at the top of the label, right? It'll be in its own little section at the top. And the chemical ones will always have probably at least four, if not six, different ingredients. And physical sunscreen, the good stuff, the natural ones, will always have one or two, and that's it.
Wow.
Okay.
So if you pick up a sunscreen and it's got a whole list of things on it, chances are that's not a good sunscreen.
Like food.
Yeah, but active ingredient section. I mean, there's the whole label. I wonder if you guys could see this. I don't know if you probably will not be able to see it. But on the Drug Facts panel at the very top, it'll always say active ingredients. That's the place to focus in.
And all new. Of the I don't want to say necessarily the government, but there is a standard everybody producing sun products has to abide by. And and that active ingredient, that first box is key. And then you have everything underneath, right?
Yeah. Actually, that's something that a lot of people don't know about. So there's three types of labels out there. So a label may say supplements, right? For like things that we're getting maybe on like protein powder, stuff that you find in a gym. And then there's ingredients, things that would be in our cabinets in the kitchen. And then there's drug facts, because the FDA does control that. And anything that would be considered a drug, and they do consider sunscreen to be a drug, no matter what type of sunscreen it is. It's interesting. Wow. So if you look around in your bathroom, I noticed, Aquaphor. You guys familiar with Aquaphor?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So a lot of people will use it for tattoos. They'll use like a spray to keep their skin moisturized. They tend to like sometimes they even sell it at tattoo shops. So it's like basically marketed as skin moisturizer. For some reason, the container that's more like a Noxzema container, it will say it just says ingredients, but the spray of the same brand, same company, it says drug facts. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah. So pay attention after the podcast. Look around, like in your house, and you'll see some things will say supplements, some will say ingredients, some will say drug facts. Yeah, very, very interesting.
Now I'm going to be reading all my friggin' labels stuff in the garbage. Oh, this has got six active ingredients.
John, you're going to be going through your cabinets, and your trash can's going to be full. I know.
Tara really, she does her due diligence when she buys stuff. She does. She really does. She'll read all the stuff And like I said,
good,
men, we don't do that. Men, we just put anything in on around our bodies. Doesn't matter. Women take the time to read about what they're putting on their skin. And you know, we have, as men, we have to get more in tune with that, because you know, as we get older, and we don't want those health issues because we fail to read something.
Yeah.
Well, times have changed from, you know, just putting the baby oil, the copper tone, the tan, the whole thing that women, mostly women, were looking for. And as you know, we have more active lifestyles, things had to change because, you know, you don't, I remember playing soccer and like the sweat and the sunscreen going in my eyes. Now, way back when, you know, the whole drug fact, active ingredients, it was exactly what John said. It's like you grab what everybody used off the shelf, and you know, God only knows why we are the way we are. Maybe it's our sunscreen. But at coverup.com, you can get all natural sunscreen buzz behind it. First of all, the company was born out of their dog saving Melissa's husband's life, literally, because we have carcinoma.
There he is.
There he is.
He's taking his doggy bows. He's like, yeah, I did that.
And from that, this company, it was born, and this company in turn gives back because they recognize that, hey, whether you're a veteran, whether you're a first responder, whether you're an athlete, if you're active and you're outside, you owe it to yourself to protect your skin, number one, to put healthy ingredients on your skin, and number two. And hey, if we've got the opportunity, let's give back to nonprofits that are giving to us. Right. So thank you so much for this hour with you, Melissa. How can people, besides the website, you guys, I think you're on social media. How can people find you and follow you?
Before you say, let me just reiterate one more thing, Sam, because this just comes to mind from the other day with the grandkids, with the, you know, you know, with children, and you know, we all have children or grandkids or whatever. Think about them, the stuff that we're putting on their bodies as well.
Yeah,
we can't
just
grab something from the dollar store because it will affect them as well, and it could affect them in a very adverse manner. So if you can't think about yourself, think about the kids. Think about your grandkids that you're putting that sunscreen on. You don't want them to get sunburned. You know, raise that little factor above your head. You want to make sure it's natural.
Yeah. You can find us on Instagram at Cover Sunscreen. You can also purchase directly from the website, as you mentioned. We're on Amazon.com, and we're also on Walmart.com.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. So
fantastic.
You're covering all the bases. And again, a portion of the proceeds from the sales goes to support wonderful nonprofits in the they're both in the San Diego area, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. That do so much. And so check them out. Again, it's coverup.com, and that's K-O-V-R-U-P.com. Go read about Melissa and Lonnie's story. And I know we couldn't get his head like full on just for a second, but go read the story. Go look at Brody's just beautiful pity face. We are on this podcast kind of, although I do have a beautiful shepherd mix, Frodo, who's right here. We are partial to our pities, our Amstaffs, because we own them. And Lucy's running around here somewhere. And if you happen to own a dog that is sensitive to the sun because of the natural ingredients in Melissa's sunscreen, again, cover, K-O-V-R, you can use that on them as well. So there's no harmful effects to animals. It's not tested on animals and safe for our environment. So when you are swimming in the ocean with cover on, it is not going to harm our sea turtles. and our sea life and our reefs, et cetera. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on, for spending this time with us on the podcast and tonight. Everybody, check them out online, follow them on social, and you'll be seeing this podcast. It's going to keep running. Check it out. Listen to it again on your favorite podcast app. And Melissa, we will be in touch. All of our best to Lonnie. And thank you for your service.
Yes.
That's Lonnie. Right. Lonnie's the veteran. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you serve too. So just
absolutely
in a different role.
Okay. The family serves. Thank you.
Family role.
Take care.
Okay.
Wow, that's awesome. I think I learned more about the importance of the right sunscreen.
Yeah, it's just something we just take for granted. We just grab any sunscreen off the shelf and, you know, put it on. It's very important. Go there and you get educated.
Yeah, go to the website and again, follow them on Instagram. And I think I saw that they're also, they have a YouTube channel, but they've got some media on their website. They do a really good job, some blog posts that you can read about it, but it's all in the story and why you want to purchase the sunscreen, because it's healthy, because it'll protect you, but also the give back factor. And, you know, John, speaking of giving back, We've got a power-packed month of August. We're already deep into it. Coming up on August 18th, our partners at Overwatch Peer Support, they are having their first major fundraiser here in North Dallas in the DFW area. They're having a clay shoot. And we have the opportunity to sponsor a team of four. So if you want to be part of a Badge of Honor's team of four to take part in this clay shoot, reach out to us. And it's super easy to reach out to us. Just go to badgeofhonor.com. You can contact us right there. We are putting together a very special team. So we're looking for four first responders, all representing different agencies. And I know that that the folks over at Overwatch and NAMI North Texas are helping us put this team together. But again, we're looking for four first responders to represent the different agencies out there. If you are in the DFW area, or you can be from Oklahoma, because it's not that far of a drive where the clay shoot is going to be taking
place.
And we're
absorbing the costs. Badge of Honor.
Yes, we're taking care of everything.
We're taking care of the
course. We're just looking for four people that want to go have an afternoon, a couple hours of fun together. All of your meals, drinks, everything taken care of. Obviously not alcoholic drinks, because we're shooting guns. I just wanted to clarify that, because, you know, you say drinks, we're adults. Definitely reach out to us again. That's supporting Overwatch Peer Support. They pour their hearts and souls into our first responder community, keeping them just, you know, the hand up. It's not a hand out, it's a hand up. Really, if you want to learn peer support, or if you need peer support, that's where you want to go. We've got our workshop, our wellness and resiliency workshop, coming up on August 25th. And all of these activities, you can go on badgeofhonor.com. Click on the events tab at the top. You'll drop into our calendar. Why do you want to take part in this workshop? Because being a first responder is stressful as hell. And we are teaching you all of the tactics, tools. We're giving you resources to reach out to when you need it. We're bringing that to you so that when the job is, when the job is just the job and it's got you beat down, maybe you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe you're just starting and you really want to understand what a 20, 30, 40 year career as a first responder is going to look like, arm yourself with that information. So that's our wellness and resiliency workshop on Friday, August 25th. Check that out. Thank you to everybody who watches each week. Please subscribe, whether you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, or should I call it X? Instagram. You like that? Twitter X. Instagram.
The gram.
We are on the gram. YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. We are on a lot of other social media. We got MeWe channel. We are on Getter. And we also have Rumble. Hey, if you folks love Rumble, and thank you for supporting us out in the Rumble community, A Badge of Honor TV on Rumble. We thank you so much. To all of our first responders, thank you for keeping us safe out there. To all of our veterans, thank you for protecting us, for fighting the good fight, for staying in the fight, for doing everything that you're still doing for this country. It allows John and I to do shows like this, to speak freely. Thank you for that. To our active military personnel across the world, thank you for keeping us safe, our shores safe. And John, it's time to take us home.
Well, I'm going to end the show with don't forget to keep Karen in your prayers, who we lost this week. And as we keep all our
Nicole.
Other
purchases,
Nicole, I'm sorry. I don't know why I was thinking Karen. Nicole in our prayers, as we do all our first responders, and use the resources that are out there. They're available to you. There's thousands of them, and they're at your fingertips. And until next week, we want to see you again. Peace.
Till next week, everybody. Take care.
A Badge of Honor podcast is produced for the OBBM Network podcast and protected under copyright law. For content permissions, please submit your request to abadgeofhonor.com on the content page. For OBBM Network programming information, please call 214-714-0495 today.